Now, as Iraq's newly elected political leaders assemble a government, they face many choices about what kind of state Iraq should be, and that includes the question of what days Iraqis want to have their weekends. As in other Muslim countries, Friday is already a holiday, and the government has chosen Saturday as the other day. This would hardly seem like the biggest issue facing Iraq right now, but it is causing an angry and revealing debate. NPR's Anthony Kuhn examines that debate in Baghdad.
With the streets in Iraq still unsafe, many Iraqis are perfectly happy to take a second day off. Some of them propose making it Thursday. The problem with that is it would only leave Iraqis 3 days to conduct their business with the rest of the world. But the government's choice of Saturday has angered some people, particularly college students.
Down, down, USA!
Down, down, USA!
These students at Mustansiriya University in Baghdad blamed interim Prime Minister Iyad Alawi for choosing Saturday, which they note is also the Jewish Sabbath. Across campus at the student union, student organizer Ehsan Alawi Abdulhadi Hussein says he detects a Zionist conspiracy.
Israel opposes Islam. It wants to destroy Islam. It wants to put its mark on it. A few months ago, they tried to replace our flag with one like the Israeli flag, but good people prevented this, and now they'll prevent Saturday from becoming a holiday.
Iraqi Interim Minister of Industry Hajim al-Hassani says the allegations of schemes and plots are nothing new.
In Iraq, we live, drink, and eat conspiracy theories. It has to do with our past.
This time, many of the protest organizers belong to the organization of Muqtada al-Sadr, a populist Shiite cleric. Here in Baghdad's Sadr City neighborhood, people call him President al-Sadr. Sheikh Abdul Hadi al-Daraji is a spokesman in the main office of al-Sadr's organization. He explains the connection between al-Sadr and the demonstrations.
We didn't support the demonstration financially. The student unions in the colleges did that. We just called for it, and President Muqtada al-Sadr issued an order for it.
Last year, Sadr's Shiite militia twice battled U.S. troops in Najaf and elsewhere. Since then, Sadr has refused to participate in politics until the foreign occupation of his country has ended. But he still wields influence through his followers, including the student unions. Back at the university protests, computer science major Zaid Uthman Ahmed says he's not buying the conspiracy theories. In Jordan, they have Friday and Saturday off, he says. Persian Gulf countries take Thursday and Friday off, and Lebanon takes off Saturday and Sunday, so there is no standard. Minister al-Hassani says that overall, the government's choice of Saturday has proved popular.
Generally, people are very comfortable with it. Only some of the political groups, you know, they are trying to ignite the situation to get more attention to themselves. They know that we didn't choose this day because it is, a Jewish holiday or something like that, It is stupid.
Muqtada al-Sadr is just one of many political Islamists who hope to order Iraqi society according to Islam. But the weekend debate poses tough questions about this approach. Whose interpretation of Islam will be used? How strictly should it be applied? After all, Iraqis note, Islam doesn't forbid people from working, even on Fridays. Indeed, the Quran tells Muslims that once they've finished with their Friday prayers, they should get right back to work. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Baghdad.
Essayists write about Iraq and where the country is headed on our opinions page, taking issue at npr.org.